Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3244BN. Today's date is December 27th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Obama Controls the FBI and Department of Justice. Biden Controls the White House. Soon, it will all be exposed. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Geopolitical tensions are escalating. Inflation is raging. Despite what they say, stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures every crisis, wars, disaster. No calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures every time. You need to take a fresh look at gold steadying your portfolio. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American virtual coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. Go to x22gold.com, the only company I trust. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now preparing to actually shift everything away from Biden. And I do believe that Trump might have sent us a message because he retruthed something that Devin Nunes said. Actually, he said the same thing when he was on my show, The Spotlight. And he was talking about Obama. He was talking about Biden. And Biden was never supposed to be the person running in the election. It was supposed to be Kamala. And Kamala just didn't have the percentage to actually pull it off. They weren't going to be able to cheat enough to get Kamala over the finish line. So they had to bring in Biden, and they used Biden. And what has happened now is there is a rift in the White House, and you have Biden controlling the White House, and you have Obama pretty much controlling everything else, the FBI, DOJ. And we can see this is why a lot of information is coming out against Biden. Biden is going up against Obama because Biden wants to stay in the White House. Obama wants him out. Now, they know they cannot use Kamala. She doesn't have the percentage. She doesn't have the people behind her, especially since she's done absolutely nothing in the White House. And the people see her as dead weight. So Obama, before the 2024 election rolls around, he needs to start making a lot of moves, which I do believe we're already starting to see. Remember, if you go back to the very, very beginning, you can see that Obama was orchestrating this 16-year plan. He started to infiltrate the country. He started to bring in the illegals into this country. Yes, back in 2014, actually, if you go all the way back to 2009, 2010, 2011, all the way back then, he was already doing all this. Yes, the fake news covered for him because they are the blockers. They're the bullhorn of the deep state players. And he was doing this entire time. And I do believe at this point right now, we're about to see everything shift. And I do believe by Trump actually retruthing what Devin said on an interview, I do believe he's letting us know that, yes, this is coming and we're going to see it happen. Now, I do believe that Obama needs to do this because he's following the 16-year plan. He needs to destroy America. This is his entire goal. And if anyone's standing in his way, he needs to remove him. Now, they're not going to push too hard on Biden. Yes, they might drip things out. They might expose Biden. But again, one leads to another, which leads to another, and they don't want it to go too far. And this is why I do believe they're being very, very careful. And we could see that Obama right now is using what he put into place to remove Biden. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew this playbook. They knew that this was going to be exposed. And I do believe moving forward, we're going to see all of this be exposed in the end. Remember, in the beginning, we're seeing the criminal acts of these individuals. We're seeing their treasonous acts. We're seeing how they took money from foreign governments. And we can see how they're treasonous against this country. Now, this was just a small taste. And I do believe the main person is now going to be coming into focus. Trump is going to drag them out, bring them from the shadows and into the light, so everyone can see who the real renegade is. He is a traitor to this country. Actually, I don't even believe he was born in this country. Actually, if you go back in time, Trump has been mentioning this over and over and over. And now I do believe we're about to actually shift everything around, and the main traitor is going to come into focus, and everyone's going to start to see that this person has been running everything. Everything that this snake oil salesman has told the people, even the D's who still believe him, people are going to start to understand and realize that everything that he said was actually to destroy this country. And when you start to look back in time and you listen to what he has said, it becomes clearer and clearer every single day. And I do believe this is where all this is headed. And yes, to cover up all their crimes, to cover up all their treasonous acts, what do you think they're going to end up doing? They need a cover story. They need something really, really big to distract everyone from what is really happening here. And you know what that is. It's going to be probably a cyber attack and war. And that's exactly where we're headed. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Biden. Because Biden, well, it seems that the fake news, they don't want to report on his corruption. And here are the top five Biden corruption stories that the media ignored in 2023. And Breitbart put this out and it says 50% of Americans said the national media intend to mislead, misinform, and persuade the public. Just 35% said most news organizations could be relied upon. Only 26% held a favorable opinion of the news media, the lowest level recorded in the past 5 years by the poll. 53% hold an unfavorable view. And here are the five storylines the establishment media ignored. ABC, NBC, CBS Morning News ignored Chinese money wired to Joe Biden's address. ABC, CBS Evening Program ignores bombshell whistleblower claims of Hunter Biden's preferential treatment from the DOJ. Washington Post, New York Times, Politico, CNN, MSNBC's main front page failed to feature IRS whistleblower claims against Biden's DOJ. Politico ignores allegations of bribery while praising Biden's European wardrobe. White House Democrat media claims of no evidence to support Biden's impeachment inquiry, contradicted by mountains of evidence. There's nothing to see here. See, when the fake news doesn't report on anything, they feel like, okay, we didn't lie about it. We just didn't let anyone know. And they leave certain things out. Everything that has to do with Obama, everything has to do with Biden, everything has to do with Hillary Clinton. That's what they leave out. What do they report on? Everything that has to do with Trump. So this way they could say, we never lied to you. We just didn't report on it because we didn't feel that was news. But again, that's how propaganda works. You show one side of the story. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that ever since Hunter Biden was captured in a recording calling his client Patrick Ho, the effing spy chief of China, well, questions have swirled around the Chinese official who headed a U.S.-based think tank that worked to advance the interest of the CEFC China Energy and its now vanished founder, Yi Jianming. Court records from Ho's case show the FBI and Justice Department gathered evidence under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act from around the time when Hunter Biden and his uncle James were dealing with the CEFC officials. Joe Biden also met twice with the CEFC officials, once as vice president and once as a private citizen, according to the statements made by a family friend to the FBI. The United States intends to offer into evidence or otherwise use or disclose in any proceeding in the above captioned matter information obtained or derived from electronic surveillance and physical search conducted pursuant to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, FISA. So now investigators in Joe Biden's impeachment inquiry in Congress want to review the FISA evidence to see if it has any communications between Biden family members and their Chinese business partners. This is certainly interesting information, and they're going to pursue this, says Representative Andy Biggs. Now, think about this. Does FISA work both ways? Absolutely. Is it going to be used against Biden and Hunter? Absolutely. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, James Comer and Jim Jordan are investigating whether Biden sought to influence or obstruct his son's cooperation with the House's impeachment inquiry. Such conduct could constitute an impeachable offense, and they sent a letter. Let's see how this plays out. Now, think about all the evidence that's come out against Biden. Think about the 20 shell companies, the money laundering, how they have the bank records, the documents. Now they're going to be looking at the communications with FISA. They're going to get a warrant. They're actually going to get that information. They're going to look through it. Now they're investigating whether or not that if Biden sought to influence or obstruct his son's cooperation. Now, we know all these things are true. We know that this is exactly how the criminal syndicate works, and this is what they've been doing. But again, you need to produce evidence. And if you really start to look at this, you could see the people now are seeing the evidence being built very, very slowly. And the people are starting to realize, wow, this guy has been working with foreign governments. This guy has been telling us lies about everything about his business. This guy actually violated the emoluments clause, something the founding fathers put in place. And I want to go back to post 3767. This is December 28, 2019. And it says, let me get this straight. Biden blackmailed Ukraine with $1 billion in tax dollars to drop an investigation into his son. And Democrats want to impeach Trump simply for asking if it was true. Think about that for a second. Think about what happened when Trump was in the White House. Think about what they did. They projected all their crimes onto Trump. And now when people start to look at Biden, when people start to look at what has been happening and they look at the Democrats, they start to think to themselves, well, wait a minute. Everything that they did to Trump is everything that they've been doing. And now we have the bank records. We have the shell companies. We have the communications. We have the aliases, you know, all the different names and all the different email addresses that Biden has used. The evidence is mounting right now. And people now can see exactly why they did this, because they were trying to cover up for their crimes. And one way to cover up the crime is to get rid of that individual that is actually ready to produce all this information and go after these people. It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day for those people that don't understand. They might still have a lot of questions, but I do believe there's going to be a lot more information coming out. I mean, think about what the people have been learning. They've been learning who the true racists are. They've been learning who the treasonous criminals are. And soon they're going to learn that Obama is not clean. He is a traitor to this country. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots want him front and center. And I do believe in the end what Trump wants to do, he wants to show these treasonous idiots that, look, you went ahead, you infiltrated our country, you infiltrated our schools, you infiltrated our colleges. You replaced judges, you brought in all these illegals, you tried to replace this country with your people, your criminals, your lowlives and everything else. But look what happened. I showed and exposed everyone what you have done here, and the people now are coming to my side. Even the D's, you are losing the D's. You don't actually, soon they're not even going to have them. This is going to destroy the entire Democratic Party. This is why Obama, Soros, and the rest, this is why they need the illegals in here, because they understand in the end, when people find out all this information and they start to see who their true enemy is, they will not have the people behind them at all. So they had to bring in their own people to go up against the people of this country. This is a war. They are fighting a war. And yes, it is started out as an information war. It's still continuing as an information war. But soon, the deep state players, what they really want to do is they want to bring this into a physical war. And that's exactly where we're headed. This is why Trump is letting everyone know, listen, we might see an event in this country because we have open borders. We're going to see a war. It's going to be the N word. It's going to be nuclear. It's going to be freaking scary, because they need something to cover up what they have done, all their crimes, their treasonous acts. Remember, this is a tyrannical government. It's a separate system from we the people. They set it up. They've been running it for a very long time. Trump, he just came along and exposed it. You finally see it. It's not like it just happened yesterday. This has been going on for quite a while. He just needed you to see the truth. He needed you to see that, hey, look, see the Republicans over there? You see the Democrats over there? You see the fake news over there? You see all these people? Well, they're all part of the same system. And the system is not helping you. The system is for them. The system is criminal. That's what they set up going back, way, way back. And it's been here for a very long time. Yes, it's become more advanced. But again, people never saw it until now. They believe there was some type of corruption. They believe that, hey, I might not be being told everything, but they wanted to believe that the government was working for them. No, the government was always working against you. They set it up this way. They even set up the elections to work against every single person. And when you watch Fox, CNBC, CNN, they were all part of it. You're never, ever going to get the truth. You're only going to get what they want you to hear. Everything has been scripted. Everything has been controlled to keep you in that narrative. And now people are breaking free of that narrative. Little by little, as you learn the truth, people break free of the hold of the fake news. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of this, because once you see who these people are, once you see what they're planning, you can't unsee it. It becomes very, very clear. And every time you watch something, you say, whoa, wait a minute. Now I see what they're doing. Just like when you look at the mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, when she sent around that email saying that, you know, we're only going to have the elected of color holiday party. And remember, she didn't apologize for it. She doesn't really care. But again, when you're segregating, because that's really what they're doing, that is racism right there. But what's very interesting is that Mayor Michelle Wu's home was swatted on Christmas Day by a caller claiming a man shot a wife inside. So right now, she was swatted. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene was also swatted. And she said, I was just swatted this morning on Christmas Day and a few days ago, Thursday, December 21st, we received this death threat where this man is saying, I'll be shot in the head and skinned to make a parasol, making a reference to Gein, who was a psychopath killer who would make things out of his victim's skin. He also says he would like to smash President Trump's and Brian's head on a curb. They have not arrested Ben McLeod yet. They simply called him on the phone and the Capitol Police sent us this email about what he said. The outright absurdity of this email response and the fact that they have not arrested this guy is shocking. Thankfully, I'm a gun owner. But compare it to how the FBI and DOJ treat January 6ers, President Trump, and their political enemies. Why doesn't the FBI just call January 6ers on the phone, like the man who says he wants to shoot me in the head and use my skin to make a parasol, and just ask them about what they said on January 6, 2021, instead of hunting them down and locking them up, doing the bidding of the DOJ, who continues to issue arrest warrants almost every day for people who said the 2020 election was stolen? Incredible double standard. Also, if you read McLean's message, he says he knows the FBI, names an agent, says he likes them, and says the FBI is recruiting him. Is the FBI recruiting a man who is threatening to kill a member of Congress and crush the skull of President Trump? That's unbelievable. And after today, I've been swatted 8 times, but the FBI can't seem to figure out who is responsible for the swatting and says the law doesn't allow them to track them down. The FBI can do so many things, has even abused FISA to spy on hundreds of thousands of Americans, but cannot figure out who wants me killed by a hail of bullets fired by a SWAT team responding to a murder-suicide call supposedly coming from me. Thankfully, my local police are far too smart, know me well, and know exactly what these swatting calls are. I know there are good FBI agents that are completely sick and tired of the Biden administration they work under. Swatting is extremely dangerous, and people have been killed as a result from swatting calls. It's also a waste of police time and resource and harassment. I'll be introducing legislation to track down swatters. Thank you to everyone who has sent well wishes for me and my family. I will never stop fighting for what is right and will always put America first, no matter what or who attacks me. Merry Christmas. Christ is King. So once again, we have these people, these crazed people that are calling into the FBI. And yes, the FBI should track these individuals down, and no one should be swatted, because again, when someone, you know, all of a sudden you're in your house, you're sleeping or whatever, and someone comes in and breaks down your door and they come in, you don't know who it is. And if you are a gun owner, what happens if you reach for your weapon? Because you don't know what's going on. You just hear a loud bang. This is exactly what they want. They want you killed in the process. This is why they're doing it. And they'll keep trying it over and over and over. The FBI should then, if this is the 8th time already, they should actually say, well, wait a minute. Let's put a trace on it, keep the person calling, and find out who this person is, because they're breaking the law. Just like all the illegals coming over the border, they're breaking the law. But again, when the entire country is run by criminals, they're not going to go after criminals for breaking the law, because they're criminals themselves. Yeah, they might put on a nice suit. They might tell you what you want to hear. But if you remove all of that and you go to the heart of who these people really are, they're the same criminals that are running around the streets, breaking into jewelry stores, murdering, and everything else. It's them. And all they're doing is wearing a suit, making you think that they're one of you, but they're not. And when you look at the border, you can see that these people continually lie to you. They tell you the border is secure, there's no problem. Then how is it secure if all of these people are coming over the border? And actually, if you go back in time, Biden was talking to Mayorkas. He actually told everyone what the plan was. We're going to bring all these people in and the white population is going to disappear. He told you exactly what was going to happen. So now people can see them as liars. But what's very interesting is the migrant caravan leader, he is continually orchestrating all of this, who this individual is living in Mexico. And why doesn't the U.S. do anything about this individual? Because most likely this dude who's bringing people over the border, he's probably employed by the government, even though he says, I'm not making any money. I'm not contracted by anyone. I'm just doing this out of the goodness of my heart. I'm going to say I doubt that very, very much. But you can see the next caravan is very, very large. It's around 15,000 people. And it's marching up through Mexico to the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, once again, as people see this, the people are waking up. As people see this, the people are seeing the great replacement theory. They're seeing how they want to remove history, remove the country, and remove everything about this country. Not this, just the United States, but the countries around the world. I mean, if you go up to the Netherlands, you can see the Muslim illegals. They were screaming and yelling at one of the Danes there. And they pretty much told you what they're planning to do. Radio Genoa put this out and said, Muslim illegal immigrants threaten the Danes. We have five children and you have one or two. In 10 years, there'll be more Muslims here than Danes. There are only 5 million Danes. Soon, you'll be exterminated. They're telling you exactly what their plan is. Now, go back to when Obama came on board. This was the plan from the very, very beginning. Because he's part of the Muslim Brotherhood. A lot of people are part of the Muslim Brotherhood. He infiltrated the government, infiltrated all the different positions around the country. And their plan was to bring all these people in and destroy the countries from within. And once the countries are destroyed from within and these people can take care of the people in the country, they were going to bring outside forces into the country and actually finish the job. This has been the 16-year plan for a very long time. And now people see it playing out. And I do believe Obama now is being brought out of the shadows. He will no longer be in the basement. And I do believe as we go down through the year 2024, because this is the presidential year, I do believe they're going to have to make moves very, very quickly. And I do believe at the beginning of the year, they're going to start to make a lot of moves. And people are going to see a change of batter, which is coming, because I do believe Obama needs to take control of the entire situation, and he needs Biden out. And I do believe it is happening. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Elon Musk, he put a post out on X, and it's all ones and eights. And in this little graphic, he made X. But if you look very, very closely to the right of the X, there is a 1 and a 7, which is a 17, which is the letter Q. And I find that very, very interesting. But if you go to post 17, this is October 31st, 2017, I'm going to read the last line of this. Everything they do has been forecasted and prepared for. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have taken control. They're forcing these people to do certain things. And as this continues on, they are prepared for all their different moves. And I do believe this is the move that the Patriots are pushing the deep state players into. They're pushing them into a change of batter. And yes, you have to have certain things happen. If you control pretty much everything that's going on and you're controlling what's going on, can you force certain people? Because remember, you're watching a show. Can you force people to do certain things? Let's take, for example, Jack Smith. You think Jack Smith just came on the scene by accident? You know, this deadbeat who is a civilian and he became special counsel and he's not following the rule of law. And there, he just so happened to go after Trump on election fraud, January 6th. Do you think this is by chance, or do you think that is controlled and everything needs to be pushed a certain way as we move forward? And I do believe what Trump's going to do is he's going to continually push back. And he's going to use his lawyers to push back because it has to look real for the people. And how do you make it look real and it make it look like that they're continually trying to break the law, they're trying to go around the law, and these people are doing it for political reasons? Well, you push back, you tell, just like what happened, no, you can't skip over the appellate court, you can't go to the Supreme Court, you have to go through the appellate court. You keep doing these things so people see Jack Smith continually go after Trump no matter what. And each time Trump pushes back, you're going to see Jack Smith try to go around the law. This wakes a lot of people up. And I do believe this is exactly what we're seeing right now. And you could see that for the 16-year plan to work, they needed to get the weapons away from the people. Now, they did accomplish this out in the UK. They did accomplish this out in many other countries like Australia, New Zealand, and many others. And you can see that this doesn't stop people from hurting or killing people. Remember, the deep state players, they don't really care about if you kill and hurt each other. They just wanted the weapons away from the people because they wanted to control the people. And if they brought in their army and they infiltrated the country, can you fight back against these people? It becomes very difficult because you don't have weapons. And if they keep bringing more and more of these people in, it's very, very hard to fight back against all of these people. This is why they've been trying to get the weapons away from the people. In other countries, it's going to be very easy for these people to overrun the population because these people don't have weapons to actually defend themselves. Here in the United States, well, they've been trying to get the weapons away from the people, and that pesky Second Amendment is in their way. So the infiltration, it's going to be very, very difficult to do because no matter which way they go, there will be someone with a weapon. Now, in blue states, yes, they will have an easier time. But in other areas, it will be much, much more difficult. And like I was saying before, the deep state, they don't care about you hurting each other. They don't care if you use other weapons. I mean, look at London. They took the guns away. People don't have guns. But people are using knives now. There have been 43 knife crime incidents recorded per day amid gang violence. And we can see that it's getting worse and worse in London. Now, are they going to start to ban knives? They don't care about the knives. I don't think they're going to actually ban them. They might. Someone might say, oh, we need to do something because of the knives. But it's not like a gun. And they don't care if you stab or someone goes on a stabbing spree. They don't care about that. Because, again, it's much easier to control the population if you have the gun and they have the knife. And you can see that just by getting rid of a weapon, it doesn't mean people don't kill people. People just find a different way. But of course, what's happening? We have the mayor, Sadiq Khan. He's blaming London crime wave on weather and the cost of living. Now, the cost of living I can see because people are hungry, people aren't making enough, but the weather, no, that's not why. And we can see that they're trying to blame everything on the climate crisis, which is absolutely ridiculous. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that war is now building up in the Middle East. It's going to build and build and build. And I do believe we're going to see a lot of things happen. But what's very interesting is before Trump came into the White House, we know that Obama was controlling what was going on in Syria. He was calling the shots. He took that away from the military. He was telling the military where to bomb. And every time the military bombed, ISIS was able to actually gain traction in Syria because that was the plan. They didn't want to destroy ISIS. They wanted ISIS to remove the president of Syria. And what's very interesting is during this period of time, Turkey was also getting involved and they were hitting Kurdish troops. And it seems like we're back to where we started because who's calling the shots right now? Isn't it Obama? Absolutely. So Turkey, they hit 70 sites linked to Kurdish troops in Syria and Iraq in retaliation for soldiers' deaths. But if you go back in time, you can see as clear as day, this was happening when Obama was in office. If you go back to 2015, Turkey strikes Kurdish militants in Iraq. If you go back to the BBC, this is back July 29, 2015, Kurd leader attacks Turkey's safe zone plan for Syria. And if you go back in time, it was the same exact thing happening. So again, what is Obama doing? It looks like he's trying to go back to where he left off. Because remember, Trump ended the endless wars. He knew exactly what Obama was doing. and he needed to end the endless wars to show people we don't need to have war in all these different places. Trump came in, he was able to remove ISIS, what, in less than a year? How is that possible? Because Obama told us it was going to take 10. They're just too powerful. They're just outmaneuvering the United States Army. I mean, really think about that for a second. And Trump was able to do this in a very, very short period of time. And what's very interesting is we could see that the IDF, they're discovering more and more tunnels. Right now, David M. Friedman put this out on X and said, defund UNRWA, defund the whole UN. When you look at the tunnels that they have discovered, well, they found that some of the cement bags say UNRWA. And you could see that this is your dollars at work right now. They have funded, or the people have funded, the tunnels in Gaza. So all that talk about there's no tunnels, there's no weapons, well, all that is completely falling apart. But you can see out in the United States and many other locations, you can see Antifa, BLM, they're doing exactly what they're being told to do. They're continually protesting. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But you can see that things are now starting to build up with Taiwan, because the president of China, he vowed a complete reunification ahead of elections on the island. He said Beijing will use any means to prevent the secession of Taiwan. He said, we will resolutely prevent anyone from making Taiwan secede from China by any means. She also described the complete reunification of China as an inevitable trend, both in the national interest and the desire of the people. He called for efforts to promote the peaceful development of relations with the island and further integrated development in all fields. So it looks like something is about to happen in Taiwan. And we're going to have to see how this plays out, because this is going to be very, very interesting. Because remember, Trump has let us know over a year ago that China was going to invade Taiwan. And it looks like that is building right now. Remember, optics are very, very important, and timing is everything. Think about when all of this is happening. It's happening as we approach the 2024 election. So as we approach the 2024 election, we're going to see World War III pick up. We're going to see Taiwan being invaded by China. We're going to see Iran pushing. We're going to see an event in this country. There's going to be talks of nuclear weapons. We might even see certain countries try to attack the United States in certain ways. It could be North Korea. It could be Iran. It could be any of these. So again, this is building, and this is going to wake a lot of people up. I do believe this is a scare event. Yes, it's going to look real. Yes, it's going to look scary. Yes, people are going to believe that this is really happening. And yes, does the deep state want this to happen? Of course they do. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're in control. And I do believe Trump is going to counter everything that they're trying to do. Remember, they need this to cover up the Great Reset. They need this to cover up the economy imploding on itself. They need this to cover up their crimes. They need this type of distraction to cover up everything. And Trump, he can just rip this away by just saying, I can have peace in 24 hours. Because once he has peace, well, everything that they try to do, everything they try to do to cover up their crimes, to cover up the economic collapse, well, that is completely exposed then, isn't it? And the people can see very, very clearly. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump is planning to do. But what's very interesting is, since the deep state players can't use COVID now to try to cheat in the election, yes, they're going to keep trying with the stories. They're going to keep pushing it out there. But every day that passes, it gets harder and harder for them. And I do believe they're going to try, but they're going to fail in the end. And Chief Nur put this out and said, new large Australian study shows significant proportion of patients with COVID vaccine-induced myocarditis have abnormal clinical findings 6 months later. This is the largest follow-up study to date in Australia of patients who experienced myocarditis following COVID-19 vaccination. This study describes clinical follow-up of patients with myocarditis associated with COVID-19 vaccination. A significant portion of cases continue to experience clinical symptoms and have abnormal clinical findings at 6 months after presentation. Further analysis and long-term surveillance of myocarditis cases will help in understanding the persistence of abnormalities and symptoms, including any potential development of arrhythmias, heart failure, or other cardiac comorbidities. So it's very interesting that after a certain period of time, people are starting to realize that the bioweapon has now harmed them. Now, we said this from the very, very beginning. Think about what they've done. They held back all the evidence of how bad this really is. They convinced the people of this country and the world that it was safe and effective. They set up lines, and people with different illnesses, people with different cases, they went on these lines to get this bioweapon injected into their body without knowing the ramifications. Would anyone ever take a drug without asking their doctor, is this safe and effective, without looking at all the literature to see what all the side effects are? No one would do this. So why did people do this during COVID? Because they tricked them. They made them believe that this was safe no matter what you had. And now the people are finding out that they didn't have all the information to make this decision. The pharmaceutical companies lied to them. Biden lied to them. The CDC, the FDA, all these doctors that were on all these fake networks, they all lied to the people. Actually, the real pandemic is this bioweapon. The pandemic before, that was a plandemic, and you didn't need anything. Actually, they hid the actual treatments from the people so they can actually get you to take this bioweapon. This is a crime of all crimes, and each and every single person should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. All these people that tried to force everyone into taking this, absolutely terrible. Ben, he put this out on X and said, how exactly is this a public health success, Justin Trudeau? Are you killing your own population? Now, he is referring to an age standardized excess mortality. And this graph shows as we went from 2015 all the way to 2023, it looks like people are dying and a lot more people are dying. Because if you look at 2020 or 2019 to 2020, it was 2.4%. When you go to 2020 to 2021, it's 4.1%. When you go to 2021 to 2022, it's 8.6%. Now we're at 2022 to 2023, it's 10.8%. Why would this be happening? I think we all know the answer to this. I think we all know exactly what's going on. Just like we know exactly what's going on with the deep state players in regards to drag shows. Let's talk about our health. When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for a miracle pill. Generally, you have to use multiple products that target belly fat differently to manage excess weight around the stomach. Some products may focus on abdominal exercises or dietary changes, while others might focus on boosting metabolism or controlling cravings. But believe it or not, I found an exceptional alternative that uses naturally sourced and science-backed ingredients from Mother Earth, and it's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection better than most weight management products I've seen typically found on store shelves. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that this amazing pill is not only a breakthrough in a bottle, but that it also helps remove the need for us to use countless diet pills and fat-burning supplements. But there's more. If you place your order now, you'll also receive 51% off, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 8 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and last but not least, free shipping. Simply go to trimwithx22.com to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. Into teaching our children that they can be any sex they want. Remember, this is infiltration from within, and they've been trying to take control of the children for a very long time, because if you can take control of the children and you can brainwash them and you can actually parent them outside of their actual parents, you can control the next generation. And if you can weaken this generation, you can take over the country. And this is what they've been trying to do. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, the state of Virginia is working with Planned Parenthood to cut out parents from their child's medical decisions. Planned Parenthood of Virginia admits they will assist minors cross state lines to get abortions and fund it without their parents' knowledge. They also say They've never seen a minor not get approved for a judicial bypass, which means judges across Virginia are approving every single minor to get abortions without parental knowledge or consent. This was their plan from the beginning. They want the state to have authority over the children. And that's exactly what they want to do. I mean, look at Texas right now. Right now, Texas passed a law. It's a statewide ban that goes into effect. And the universities, they have to get rid of their diversity classes. They have prohibited DEI offices. So what are they doing? Well, the universities are scrambling to rebrand their diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts by renaming it. But again, it doesn't matter what you call it. It's the same exact thing. So they're trying to recalibrate all of this and say, we're not doing that anymore. This is called something else. It's called blah, blah, blah. So we're not calling it DEI anymore. It doesn't make a difference. It's the same exact thing. And you could see that the deep state players, they're going to continually push and push and push into the very end. And the people of this country have to continually push back. And you can see the deep state players, well, they're doing what they do best. They're creating chaos all over the country. And not just this country, but around the world. Remember, it's the same Antifa, it's the same BLM, it's the same playbook. All they did was switch from Black Lives Matter, protecting the black lives, moving into protecting the terrorists. We need to support the terrorists. And that's all they're doing. And we can see out in Grand Central Station, teen tourists from South America, they were stabbed at Grand Central Station on Christmas. And the attacker yells racially charged threats. I want all the white people dead. Think about what the deep state has been doing. They want people to turn on people. This is how they keep the country divided. So they have to brainwash the people into believing that white people are bad. And this is what they've been doing for a very, very long time. Look what's been happening out in New York near the JFK airport. We have Antifa BLM once again. They are blocking the roads to JFK Airport, and people are missing flights. So once again, the police are there. They're not doing anything. They're just these BLM Antifa people. They're doing exactly what they did with Black Lives Matter with George Floyd. They're blocking the roads, and the police are doing absolutely nothing. Out at the LAX airport, we have the pro-Palestinian mob. They hit that area. And remember, this is just BLM 2.0. It's Antifa 2.0. It's the paid agitators that are doing all of this. And I do believe these paid agitators, Antifa, the illegals, they're going to actually ramp this up as we get closer and closer to the 2024 election. And when they cancel the election, yes, they're going to go full-blown, out-of-control chaos. Because once again, I do believe Trump is going to counter everything that they're going to try to do, and they're going to completely go against this. But I do believe Trump, he has certain individuals actually pushing certain narratives in the Republican Party to wake a lot of the people up. And I do believe this is what this is all about. It's about waking the population up. Remember, the country is just not Republicans. The country is not just independents. The country is filled with Americans. Yes, there are Democratic Americans, people that still believe that their Democratic Party is on the right side. Eventually, they will be woken up. And there are still Republicans who believe in the rhinos. They still believe that these people are doing right by them. And I do believe Vivek was put into the Republican Party and the debates to wake a lot of these people up to understand what's really going on here. Because when you listen to him speak, he's talking about all the things that have been happening, trying to drop some truth bombs, actually supporting President Trump. And he did say something in a truth, which is very interesting. Ramaswamy's campaign stopped spending money on TV ads shortly before Iowa and New Hampshire. Trump said, he will, I'm sure, endorse me, but Vivek is a good man and is not done yet. So he's not done yet. He's a good man. Does this mean that he is a plant and he's doing what Trump needs him to do? Because Trump has mentioned the word good man for many other people. Does that mean he's gained control over those other people and now is saying they are good men because he's able to control them? This is very interesting. We'll have to see how this all plays out as time goes on. Will Vivek actually endorse Trump in the end after he's finished dropping truth bombs. This will be very interesting. Now, like we said before, I do believe Trump, his entire mission is to wake the entire population up. And the only way to do this is actually to show how the deep state players are dirty, how they're criminals, and how they'll go to any length to stop that person running against them. And the only way to do this is to really go over the top. I mean, if you don't go over the top and you don't make it look completely outrageous, people aren't going to pay attention. And when you look at the borders, well, look at the borders. You have thousands upon thousands of people coming over the border, which equals millions of people in this country. Look at the scale of all of this. This is what wakes people up. Then take what we just said about the border and move that towards to Jack Smith. Jack Smith is a low-life, dirty individual. His cases get overturned by the Supreme Court by unanimous ruling, and he doesn't follow the rule of law. And he's a special counsel when he can't be a special counsel because he was a citizen. And Trump, he needs to show everyone, look how dirty this person is. And the only way to show people that he's dirty is to actually fight back against him and watch how a dirty player plays. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Look what Jack Smith tried to do. He tried to jump over the appeals court and go right to the Supreme Court. And Trump, he had to fight back and drop this back down to the appeals court. The Supreme Court ruled that. But you could see that Jack Smith will continually try to go around the rule of law. This wakes a lot of people up, even those people that are D's. Because the people saying, well, this isn't fair. This isn't right. Trump and his lawyers, they said, no, this isn't right. They cited a law and the Supreme Court made a ruling. And this guy just continually goes around the law. Julie Kelly put this out and said, Jack Smith, in likely vain attempt to keep March 4th trial date, filed another pretrial related to what the jury should be allowed to consider. All pretrial deadlines now on hold. Smith wants to preclude the jury from hearing evidence about January 6th in his January 6th case. Well, what is he trying to keep from the people? He doesn't want people to understand who the undercover agents are. Julie Kelly says Smith wants to prevent jury from learning about presence of undercover agents. Why would that be? Wouldn't the people want to know about this? That's interesting. Kyle Cheney, he put this out on X and said, Jack Smith, who continues to file things as though March 4th trial date will remain, says Trump should be barred from telling jury he was targeted for prosecution by Joe Biden. It's not just wrong, he says, but irrelevant to whether evidence proves his innocence or guilt. Among the other things Smith wants Trump barred from raising to the jury, agency prep for January 6th, undercover agents in January 6th crowd, alleged foreign influence in 2020, cross-examination questions to witnesses that might infringe on valid privileges. So when people see this, and yes, there are a lot of lawyers that are D's, are they scratching their head going, well, wait a minute, this isn't right. This is not something that should be happening. You need to show the corruption. You need to show how dirty this person is. And the only way to do this is to fight back and push back and make the person do these things. And I do believe this is part of the show. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following, Biden's flunky, deranged Jack Smith should go to hell. He is helping his corrupt and incompetent president destroy America through weaponization and election interference. Smith is a crooked prosecutor who shouldn't even be allowed to be in the position he is in. It is prosecutorial misconduct. The great Ed Meese from the Ronald Reagan era has him figured perfectly. Absolutely. Now, the other thing that we know that's very interesting is that the Colorado Supreme Court ruled that Trump is going to be thrown off the ballot. Now, of course, when you read the documents, he's not actually going to be thrown off the ballot because all he has to do, and I'm talking about the Trump and his lawyers, they have to appeal to the Supreme Court and the stay will hold and he'll stay on the ballot. But I do believe they did this as a show to show the country, look how corrupt this really is. Now, I do believe the deep state players, what they're going to do is they're going to try to build up the idea that because of this happening, the Trump supporters, they are going to become angry and they're going to threaten certain individuals. This is what they always do. This is part of their playbook. And it looks like CNN is already out there saying that there are credible threats against these Supreme Court justices, while at the same time saying that they have no evidence that there is credible threats against these Supreme Court justices. They're just saying that they're going to be threatened by certain people. So there is no evidence of anything, but they're building the narrative. That is the whole point. They're trying to build the narrative that now these Supreme Court justices, they are getting threats. This leads into them pushing chaos and making it seem like the Trump supporters are very, very angry. Now, think about this. We have all these different states that have been striking down this entire push to get Trump off the ballot. Michigan right now, the Supreme Court there, they have rejected attempts to remove Trump from the 2024 ballot. Colorado right now is the only state, but they actually didn't remove him because Trump is appealing, so the stay is going to stick. Is this for show? I do believe so. Trump, he responds to what Michigan just did and said the following. The Michigan Supreme Court has strongly and rightfully denied the desperate Democrat attempt to take the leading candidate in the 2024 presidential election, me, off the ballot in the great state of Michigan. This pathetic gambit to rig the election has failed all across the country, including the states that have historically leaned heavily toward the Democrats. Colorado is the only state to have fallen prey to this scheme. That 4-3 Colorado Supreme Court decision, which they themselves stayed, thus keeping me on the ballot as we go up to the Supreme Court, is being ridiculed and mocked all over the world. We have to prevent the 2024 election from being rigged and stolen, just like they stole the 2020 election. Just look at the complete mess we have as a result, with crooked Joe Biden violently destroying everything in his sight, from our once great economy to our once fair justice system. We have to save our country from decline and the radical left. Make America great again. And if you really look at what's happening, every time they do this, it shows what? Election interference. It refers back to the 2020 election. He's showing the people, look, they're cheating in the elections. They will cheat in every single election. And remember, this is not about a four-year election. This is about long-term solutions. And the only way to have long-term solutions is to expose the entire deep state system. And that's what we're seeing right now. And to expose it, you need to show the people all of it. They have to walk through it. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, Congressman Richard Hutson on Colorado, this is a disgrace. These partisan judges have placed their own will ahead of the voters who they are supposed to serve, committing election interference thinly cloaked within a legal opinion. The Supreme Court must immediately reverse the decision and reassert the voters' right to choose their own president. Remember, what is Trump showing everyone? That these people don't want you to have a choice. They don't want you to vote in an election. This is why they created their voting system. This is why they have the uniparty. It's an illusion of choice and the voting system. You don't get to choose who's next. They do. This is how they run the system. Trump, he put this out and said, Trump is now more likely to beat Biden after Colorado ruling. Top pollster says controversial state Supreme Court decision will lead to a huge surge. And that pollster is absolutely right. And you can see the deep state players, everything they try to do as they interfere in the election, and that's what this is about. Trump wants everyone to see, look what they will do to stop me. They will continually interfere in the election because they don't want the people to make a decision. They want to make the decision, and that's why they're continually doing this. Trump, he puts something else out, and he says, Americans for Chinese Prosperity Action is a globalist con job that is a big on giving our country away to China and other countries throughout the world. They endorsed Bird Brain because that has always been where her sympathies lie. She is a globalist rhino, such like Rob DeSanctimonious. Now, he spelt Rob wrong. He substituted a B for an N. Very interesting. But let me just continue reading here. But not a smart one. And I got to see it up close and personal. Make America great again. So the N is missing. So there are two posts with N in brackets. Post 129 and 4951. The first one, 129, November 9, 2017, it says closing act dismantled. Impossible to clean. Operations, no such agency. So CIA is going to be dismantled because they cannot clean it. And maybe operations will be moved to no such agency. The other one is 4951. This is November 12th, 2020. It says nothing can stop what is coming. NCSWIC. Down below it says, how do you show the public the truth? How do you safeguard U.S. elections post-POTUS? How do we remove foreign interference and corruption and install U.S.-owned voter ID and other safeguards? It had to be this way. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. So how do you safeguard the U.S. elections after Trump? How do you remove foreign interference? Well, let's say the country was cyber attacked. Let's say it destroyed their computer systems where they want to run the elections. And remember, the deep state's going to be doing this because they don't want the elections, because they realize they can't beat Trump because Trump has the people. So they're going to try to cancel it with a cyber attack, which means their computer systems, Dominion, they will not be able to run those to actually have the election. But if we were attacked, would the armed forces who are guarding the elections, because again, if we are attacked in this country, the election system is part of the national infrastructure, national security threat. We were attacked, and I do believe the military is then activated. So if the military then can be on U.S. soil and they're guarding the elections, would the military ask for voter or some type of ID to make sure that they are actual citizens of this country to vote in the elections? Would we be using paper ballots? Because that would remove foreign interference. The IDs would stop the illegals from voting. And this would be a clean election. I do believe we might be heading down that path. Now, remember, the deep state players, they're going to try to cheat. And when I say the deep state players, I don't mean just the D's. I'm including the rhinos in all of this. Remember, they're all part of the same exact system. Bill Kristol put this out and said, public service announcement. Iowa caucus is in less than 3 weeks. Only registered Republicans can participate, but Iowans can change their vote registration status to the Republican Party at their caucus site, cast their secret ballot, and leave. They can be Republicans for a day to help stop Trump. So is he telling Democrats and every other person to register as a Republican for one day and vote against Trump? Absolutely. Rasmussen Reports responded to this and said, tea leaves. Step one, move the 2024 Iowa Democratic caucus back. Step two, secretly promote a GOP caucus disruption. Step three, execute it. Step four, see, we told you all the polls were wrong. So yes, they're going to try to cheat any way they possibly can, and they're telling you how they're trying to cheat. It's as clear as day. Now, the other thing that's clear as day is that Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, he's refusing to testify under oath about security of state's Dominion voting machines. So the Federal District Court of the Northern District of Georgia unsealed the 96-page Haldeman report in June 2023. Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger was hiding this report from the public for 2 years. University of Michigan Professor of Computer Science and Engineering Jay Haldeman and security researcher and assistant professor at Auburn University Drew Stringall collaborated on the report where they discovered many exploitable vulnerabilities in the Dominion voting system's ImageCast-X system. Judge Amy Totenberg sealed and covered up the results of the investigation on Dominion voting machines in Georgia and sat on the report for 2 years until its release last summer. The report confirms that votes can be altered in the Dominion voting machines. In fact, the report reveals that the Dominion software is vulnerable and can be hacked. This is what Alex Haldeman put out back in June 14, 2023. The known breaches in Georgia would be sufficient to uncover and exploit every vulnerability we found, and likely others we missed. Yet, MITRE's risk assessment assumes that Georgia perfectly protects the equipment from illicit access across all of its 159 counties. Astonishingly, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who has been aware of our findings for 2 years, just announced that the state will not get around to installing Dominion security patches until after the 2024 presidential election. That's interesting. Debbie Dooley put this out and said, Brad Raffensperger appealed Judge Totenberg's orders that required him to testify and be questioned under oath. Raffensperger doesn't mind running his mouth about how he says Dominion is secure, but doesn't want to testify under oath. Amber Robinson responded to this and said, Georgia Secretary of State refuses to testify in court about his own voting machines. Why is that? It's because they're going to find out that he lied and he's been hiding all of this. Well, the people now are seeing this. The people are seeing the truth. And if these systems do not work, and they're vulnerable to malware, viruses, attacks. Can we use it in the 2024 presidential election? Well, I do believe when you start to take all of this and all the evidence that is building, I do believe you can make a case that we need to push these things aside and use paper ballots. I do believe we're heading in that direction. And what's very interesting is that out in Russia, Russia's new history books for the 11th grade students, you know what it claims? That Trump lost the 2020 presidential election as a result of obvious electoral fraud by the Democratic Party. So they're teaching their students out in Russia that the 2020 elections were rigged and Trump actually won? That isn't that unbelievable that Russia is teaching that? And here they're saying it's a big lie? Well, I think we all know the truth. Trump, he put this out and he said, they cheated on the election in so many ways. Ballot stuffing, the 51 intelligence agents, not getting approval from the state legislatures, FBI Twitter files, and much more. The election was long over. I wasn't campaigning. I was just doing my job. I am entitled to immunity. And yes, he is entitled to that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is what happened out in Wayne County, Michigan. The media are going crazy with the story about Trump pressuring two Republican canvassers in Michigan, Wayne County, not to certify the 2020 election results, when the truth was the opposite. Democrats pushed the canvassers to switch. The Detroit News reported that there was an audio of Trump speaking by phone to the Republican canvassers, urging them to hold the line amid questions about discrepancies between the number of absentee ballots cast and those counted. The revelation of the content of the call with the president comes as he faces four counts of criminal conspiracy to defraud the United States and its voters of the rightful outcome of the election. Efforts to prevent certification of Democrats Joe Biden's 154,000 vote victory in Michigan are an integral part of the indictment. But the truth is the opposite. The Republican canvassers were pressured by Democrats to switch their vote and did so. The Republican canvassers caved after withering attacks from the Democrat activists. Trump responded to the story and said they did what they said I did. Crazy. So they manipulated the elections. See, they always project their crimes onto Trump, and it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he retruthed this, and he actually retruthed what General Flynn retruthed, and General Flynn retruthed an interview by Devin Nunes. Now, he appeared on OAN, and he pretty much said the same thing when I interviewed him. But in this clip, Devin lays it all out. We're witnessing a battle at the federal government between Joe Biden and Obama. Biden controls the White House. Obama controls the FBI and DOJ. Biden was not supposed to run again. And what he's saying is they're going to remove Biden and they need to bring another person in. And I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen. It's very interesting that Trump actually retruthed this, actually acknowledging that this is what's going to happen. Well, I think we've known for a very long time that Biden will not be able to make it. And I do believe Obama wants complete and utter control of everything that's going on right now. And the only way to do this is to remove Biden one way or another. Now, can they just have a change of batter and he is not running for president? I think they might have to take this to the next level. They might have to remove him completely and actually have Kamala as the acting president. This way, Obama, because that's who they really wanted from the very beginning. So this way, Obama can control the entire situation and then swap out Kamala for Michelle Obama. And this way, he can have both best of both worlds, which actually would then expose the Obamas in the end. I do believe this is exactly what Trump wants. And you can see by kicking it all off with the House, showing what Biden has actually done, it looks like Obama has no choice at this moment. But we'll have to see how this plays out because 2024 is going to be very, very interesting. And Trump, he did retruth this because I think the people now are going to make a decision between Obama, Biden, the D's, and Trump, who's been the truth teller. And think about what people now have been feeling, what people have been experiencing. And yes, people are going to experience a lot more as we go through 2024. people are going to wake up because they're going to get a slap in the face. But this is what Trump put out. No wars, Middle East peace, destroyed the ISIS caliphate. A strong American economy, virtually no inflation, soaring 401k, stock market profits, low gas prices, secure oil reserves, lower taxes, the strong U.S. dollar, secure border, remain in Mexico, low crime, permanent funding for historically black colleges, pulled out of an Iran nuclear deal and didn't send them plane loads of cash, $35 million in grants for shelter and human trafficking victims, launched mission to decriminalize homosexuality in a nation where it is punishable by death, 4 executive orders to lower the RX drug costs, rebuilt the United States military with over $2.2 trillion in defense spending, including $738 billion for 2020, donated his presidential salary. Think about, and yes, there's a lot more. Think about all the things that Trump has done right now. And when people start to look back in time and they're afraid because of the economy crashing, because the country going to war, because there's events in this country, because people are coming over the border, think about what people are going to start to see. They're going to see those people that are destroying the country, those people that hate this country, and they're going to see a person that loves this country. And this is about waking the people up for the 2024 election, allowing the people to make an informed decision to vote in the 2024 election. And the only way for these people to actually have their voice be heard, you need to have a fair, transparent election where it allows people to have their voice. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they have planned on this from the very, very beginning. And I think this is why Obama, Soros, and the others have to bring in these replacements, because they have lost the people of this country. Soon they're going to lose the majority of the D's, and all they'll have left is their foot soldiers. So it will be the foot soldiers on one side with the tyrannical government. Really picture this in your mind. You have the Biden administration, Obama, and all the criminals with all the illegals, Antifa, BLM, as their army against the American citizen. Can you see the separation? Can you see the true enemy? I think in the end, the people are going to see the true enemy. And once the people, the majority of the people see this, it is game over for them. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.